Hayley Miller is from the Fremantle Football Club in the AFLW, and she's joined us on the line to talk about how the AFLW players are getting on and the end of the season that they've just been through. Hayley, welcome to you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. Now that you've had a week or so to reflect on the end to the AFLW season, how does it sit with you now?
Yeah, obviously, like, it just feels like it's been the longest week in history, I think, probably for a lot of people as well. I guess with everything going on outside of the football space, just in the world and everything at the moment, it's kind of, it's shifted your focus from the devastation of it actually finishing so abruptly. Look, I didn't even think about it, the fact that until you just said then that there were some games supposed to be played today, and thinking about that, our game was probably supposed to be played today as well. So it was a little bit, I guess disheartening that it's not on anymore. But with the, everything going on in the world, it's just, it's a crazy time for everyone.
Hayley, first of all, thank you for joining us. You guys finished undefeated, top of your conference, Conference B. Should there have been a premier announced for the AFLW season, and should it have been you, the Fremantle Dockers?
I think with how everything sort of panned out, you couldn't now, like with the way it was played, you couldn't award us a premiership at all. I think if the only way that they could have really, really got around it was if they'd made that decision to play us versus North Melbourne, who were top of both conferences last weekend, and award the premier that way, or to play the regular season out how it was, however many rounds we would have got through, which would have obviously been just one more. And then if we happened to be on the top then you could have probably given it, if we happened to be on the top still, you probably could have given it then. But as soon as you start a sort of a final series, it wipes everything previous to that. So unfortunately for us, and or for all the teams, that no one really got an opportunity to play for the premiership.
Hayley Miller from the Fremantle Football Club is with us on Grandstand AFL's The Lead. Hayley, what are the implications of everything that's going on at the moment? We're hearing all this talk around the men's game and the pay cuts and the amount of money that the AFL's attempting to try and secure loans for, speculated at $600 million. But what are the implications of this for women's football? Do you have a gut feel or any information?
Yeah, look, I don't have any information, just of what hear on Twitter and see on all this sorts of thing. And the AFL is supposed to be going on at the moment, so that's in the forefront of everyone's mind. But I guess for us, it is a big unknown. It's a big question mark. We know that there's a lot of money lost with none of the boys playing. Well, hopefully they get to play it at some stage, but none at the moment. I guess you don't know what it looks like for our season next season. I really hope that it doesn't sort of take away the AFLW altogether. It may look a little bit different, but look, I hope that we can band together as a collective, male and female players and administrative staff, and try and work our way through it. And whatever that looks like for next season, we'll just have to run with. But really, obviously, it would be super disappointing if the AFLW didn't continue. But look, I hope the system is strong enough that we can still have a season next season, whatever that looks like.
So do you hold a legitimate fear, and one that might even be shared by some of the other AFLW players that you talk to, that maybe the AFLW is a casualty of this?
Yeah, look, I think I haven't actually spoken to anyone personally about it, but I think with knowing the implications that this has had and how much the AFL pours into having the women's competition up and running, it is probably a real concern and a fear that potentially, it may not be able to be played in the same sort of context that it has in the last couple of years. But I guess, it's out of our control, and what will be will be. But look, I really hope that something can be worked out and we can play on.
Yeah, I mean, it would be an enormous shame if that were the case. And when you look at the competition that it's been growing with the addition of four new teams this year and a couple the year before, How did you see what we did see of this season? What were your reflections on the footy that was played and the introduction of those new teams?
Yeah, it was an awesome season, I think. Look, for us as Freo personally, we had, you know, an undefeated season, so you couldn't really ask for any more from our girls and our club. But as a collective, the whole AFLW, if you watched it from season one through to season four, the skills and the quality of games has just gone through the roof, and that's only going to get better as you have these young girls coming through that have actually played, you know, their whole childhood as well. When, you know, first season, most of the girls had only played a couple of years leading into it. But yeah, look, the skill level and everything like that naturally is going to continue to get better. And yeah, we saw that this year with some of the games that were played.
Hayley, great to spend some time with you. All the best with everything from here on in. Congratulations on the season you had and your footy club, the Fremantle Dockers, as well.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.